The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right, so I invite you to find a comfortable seated posture, whatever that is for you. You can even lie down if that suits. And if you're okay with closing your eyes, you can do that, or you can keep them open. Again, whatever it is that is most appropriate for you tonight. And taking a few moments now to draw your attention to the body. Feeling the weight of the body sitting. Feeling the contact with whatever you're sitting on. Feeling the support of the earth beneath you. And as best you are able, resting down into that support, resting down. And bringing your attention to the spine, drawing your attention up the spine. And as you do so, imagining perhaps that you're stacking one vertebrae on another, sitting in an upright but not rigid posture. Allowing it to be easeful. And taking a moment now to reflect on your intention for being here tonight. Why are you here? Perhaps you're seeking a little peace of mind. Or the companionship of like-minded people. Or something else. Reflecting on your intention and seeing what comes to mind. And then bringing your attention once again back to the felt sense of the body. And if you choose to, you could point your attention at the breath. Not forcing the breath to be a particular way, just allowing the breath to be however it is, breath by breath. If at any time you're noticing tension or stress, you can intentionally take a deeper breath Just to relax the body, to signal that it's okay. And then return to a natural awareness of the breath, however it is. Bringing an attitude of curiosity to the breath. This breath that sustains us for as long as we're alive. What can you know about the breath? Being curious about the inhalation, the exhalation, and the gap in between. What is this breath? And now choosing if you'd like to keep your attention on the breath, or if you'd like to invite the breath to recede into the background of your awareness and bring into the foreground whatever else might be arising moment to moment. Sensations in the body, thoughts in the mind, emotions in the heart. Bringing that same attitude of curiosity to whatever is most prominent in your awareness. Knowing that at any time you can return to an attention on the breath. So choosing whatever is appropriate for you now in this moment, tonight. If your mind is more distracted, you might want to stay with the breath. Or you can always expand into a more spacious awareness. So I'll be quiet now for a while, and we'll practice together. Whenever the mind wanders as the mind will, just gently redirecting it back to the focus of your attention. Coming back over and over again. If you're noticing any reactivity in the mind, any wanting it to be different than it is, then you might gently say to yourself, this is how it is now. Can I be with that? this is how it is now. Bringing a kind curiosity to your experience. So now, if you wish, reconnecting to the felt sense of the body sitting. and sensing also the space around the body. The space in this room. And all of these bodies sitting together. Breathing in and breathing out the same air. And perhaps feeling a little gratitude for the fact that we're not alone in this practice. That there are other people who are interested in the same kinds of things. Who are interested in exploring the nature of their own minds and the world in which we live. This is a hard thing to do by yourself. So gratitude for everyone who is here tonight. The Buddha told his son Rahula that the greatest ally on the spiritual path are spiritual friends. These are our spiritual friends. So I'll end with the words of the Buddha from the Dhammapada. Live in joy, in love, even among those who hate. Live in joy and health, even among the afflicted. Live in joy and peace, even among the troubled. Look within. Be still. Free from fear and attachment. Know the sweet joy of the way.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.